Elon Musk wanted somewhere between $78 billion and $135 billion from Sam Altman. He got a unanimous jury verdict against him and a one-word statement from his own legal team. The word was appeal. Welcome to AI in 15 for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big slate today, Marcus. Musk loses his landmark lawsuit against OpenAI. Anthropic quietly acquires the SDK shop behind half the AI industry's APIs. Cursor ships Composer 2.5 and claims Opus-level coding at one-tenth the price. Google I.O. kicks off this morning. Anthropic is now in talks for a $950 billion round. Linus Torvalds calls the kernel security list almost entirely unmanageable, thanks to AI slop. Researchers demonstrate they can hijack voice AI with sounds humans can't hear. And four AI models ran a radio station for 6 months, with results that ranged, quote, from competent to unhinged. Musk versus OpenAI, finally decided. Anthropic buys the connective tissue. And DJ Claude becomes a political activist. Lead story, Marcus. The verdict dropped yesterday in California. Walk me through it.
Cleanest possible end to the messiest founder dispute in AI, Kate. A 9-person unanimous jury in California ruled against Elon Musk in his sprawling suit against Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, OpenAI, and Microsoft. Musk had argued the co-founders, quote, stole a charity by converting the original OpenAI nonprofit into a for-profit. The jury never actually reached the merits. They decided Musk waited too long, that the statute of limitations clock started running with the Microsoft deals in 2019 and 2021. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers said there was, quote, a substantial amount of evidence to support the jury's finding, which is why I was prepared to dismiss on the spot. Musk had demanded damages estimated between $78.8 and $135 billion. The judge found those numbers unconvincing.
And Musk's reaction.
Instant appeal announcement on X, Kate. Quote, the judge and jury never actually ruled on the merits of the case, just on a calendar technicality. And then, quote, there is no question that Altman and Brockman did in fact enrich themselves by stealing a charity. The only question is when they did it. His legal team's official statement was a single word, appeal. The most interesting take I saw came from Hacker News, where commenters argued winning may have been secondary. The depositions and testimony from former OpenAI executives are now permanently in the public record, and they paint OpenAI as chaotic in ways that could complicate the IPO path. OpenAI is reportedly approaching $25 billion in annualized revenue and could list as soon as late 2026.
What's left unresolved?
The actual governance question, Kate. A nonprofit transferred essentially all its intellectual property to a for-profit successor, and the only meaningful check came from a billionaire co-founder's grudge suit, which failed on a calendar technicality, not on whether the transfer was lawful. The precedent question about nonprofit to for-profit pivots in AI is wide open, but for OpenAI's near-term path to public markets, removing this legal cloud is enormously valuable. The pro-Western libertarian read, Kate, is that this is the system working. A co-founder got his day in court, lost cleanly, and the company is free to move on. The harder question of whether charitable assets can quietly become unicorn equity remains for some future case.
Quick hits. Marcus, Anthropic dropped an acquisition this morning, Stainless. What is it?
4-year-old company that generates the SDKs, CLIs, and model context protocol connectors that let developers and AI agents talk to APIs, Kate. TypeScript, Python, Go, Java, Kotlin. Stainless has powered Anthropic's official SDKs since the API's early days. But it also generated SDKs for OpenAI, Cloudflare, MUX, and hundreds of others. Anthropic framed the deal around agents. Quote, agents are only as useful as what they can connect to, from Anthropic's Caitlin Lessie. Stainless founder Alex Rattray said the team, quote, gets to keep doing the work we love, on the platform where it matters most. Financial terms undisclosed.
What's the catch?
Anthropic is shuttering Stainless's hosted products, Kate, including the SDK generator. New signups and new projects closed today. Hacker News read this as essentially an acqui-hire with competitive disruption baked in. Anthropic just bought the front door to OpenAI's developer experience and is closing it. Customers like Mux have publicly complained about scrambling for replacements. The strategic signal, the next AI battleground is not the model. It's the connective tissue between agents and the rest of software. Whoever owns the SDK and MCP layer owns where agentic plumbing actually happens. Anthropic just removed a key piece of OpenAI's stack and brought the talent in-house. Expect more deals like this, quiet acqui-hires of developer tooling, rather than headline frontier model startups.
Cursor News, Marcus. Composer 2.5.
Genuinely interesting drop yesterday, Kate. Cursor released Composer 2.5 with two headline claims. 79.8% on SWE Bench Multilingual. That's versus Opus 4.7 at 80.5 and GPT 5.5 at 77.8. 63.2% on Cursor Bench V3.1. And here's the kicker, at roughly one-tenth the price of frontier coding models. Standard pricing is 50 cents per million input tokens and 250 per million output. The fast variant runs $3 in, $15 out. New users get double usage for a week.
How did they pull that off?
Three technical bets, Kate. First, what they call targeted reinforcement learning with textual feedback. Localize corrections during training rather than holistic reward signals. Second, 25 times more synthetic training tasks than Composer 2, including a clever category they call feature deletion, where the model has to re-implement what was removed. Third, a muon-based training stack with dual-mesh hybrid sharded data parallel. And the subtext is the loudest part. Composer 2.5 was partially trained on xAI's Colossus 2 supercluster. Yes, the same xAI we've been discussing all week. Cursor is now jointly training a much larger model from scratch with xAI, using 10 times more compute on roughly 1 million H100 equivalent GPUs.
Skepticism.
Healthy amount, Kate. Hacker News commenters pointed out that Composer 2's benchmarks didn't hold up in real-world coding sessions. So 2.5's claims deserve hands-on testing before anyone bets a workflow on them. But if the numbers survive contact with reality, a moat that Frontier Labs built around premium pricing for coding agents starts looking shaky. Cursor isn't an IDE wrapper anymore. It's a model lab with access to one of the largest training clusters on the planet. And it's the first concrete output of the xAI Cursor entanglement we've been watching since Saturday.
Google I/O, Marcus, starts today.
10 a.m. Pacific, Shoreline Amphitheater, Sundar Pichai leading, Kate. The pre-event leaks point to a major Gemini update, variously rumored as Gemini 3.5 or a full 4.0. A new agentic feature called Gemini Spark, internal codename Remy, that actively completes tasks rather than just answering. Refreshes to Veo and Omni for video and multimodal. Updates to Aluminum OS, Android 17, and new Android XR hardware with Samsung, Gentle Monster, and Warby Parker partnerships. CNBC reported Google is, quote, rebuilding parts of Android around Gemini intelligence.
And the stakes today.
As sharp as they've been in a decade, Kate. Google is racing to embed Gemini into Android before Apple's expected AI reboot at WWDC in 3 weeks. It's also defending against direct competition from OpenAI and Anthropic on pricing and capability. The keynote answers a single question. Can Google convert distribution into AI revenue faster than the labs can build their own distribution? Watch whether what we see is actual shipping product or another demo reel. After Monday's Axios polling on the AI backlash, Every demo will be read against whether the public actually wants this in their phones.
Anthropic numbers, Marcus. There's a new one.
Sherwood News reported yesterday that Anthropic is in talks to raise $30 to $50 billion at a valuation as high as $950 billion. Kate, that would make it the most valuable private company on Earth, leapfrogging OpenAI's $825 billion mark. Round expected to close by end of May. Worth noting, this comes 3 months after the company's Series G closed at $380 billion post-money. The valuation has roughly 2.5x in a quarter. Google has pledged up to $40 billion in compute and capital this year. Amazon up to $25 billion. Annualized revenue around $19 billion, though we covered yesterday that Dario put run rate at $30
billion. So, what's the read?
The numbers are vertiginous, Kate. The more important read is the structure. Hyperscalers, Google, Amazon, are increasingly investors and compute suppliers and customers, all at once. The line between strategic dependency and venture capital is gone. Every new mega round ties more of the cloud industry's balance sheet to the bet that scaling continues to pay off. If it doesn't, the contagion isn't isolated to one lab. It runs through every hyperscaler that staked their AI position on a frontier partner.
Open source story. Marcus, Linus Torvalds has had enough.
In his Linux 7.1 RC4 release note, Kate, direct quote, "The continued flood of AI reports has basically made the security list almost entirely unmanageable, with enormous duplication due to different people finding the same things with the same tools. People spend all their time just forwarding things to the right people or saying, that was already fixed a week or month ago. All entirely pointless churn." He noted the irony that the bugs being reported aren't even secret. Separately, Hacker News users reported a flood of 26 megabyte AI-generated nonsense patches arriving multiple times a day under the name Marion Corkadel, possibly an attempt to poison future training corpora.
Is this an anti-AI position from Linus?
No. And that's the important part, Kate. Greg Kroah Hartman, his co-maintainer, recently called AI useful for open source. Linus drew the line specifically. AI tools must, quote, "actually help rather than cause unnecessary pain and pointless make-believe work." He's asking contributors to read documentation, submit patches alongside reports, and stop being, quote, "the drive-by send a random report with no real understanding kind of person." This connects directly to the Terso bug bounty story we covered Saturday. The economic asymmetry is the same. AI generation costs approach zero on the offense side. Triage costs stay human-bound. Every open-source maintainer is now paying for everyone else's curiosity. Expect more projects to put hard filters in front of AI-generated reports or shut their security mailboxes entirely.
Security story, Marcus. Audio hijack.
Research from Meng Chen and the team at Zhejiang University, presented at the IEEE Symposium on Security and Privacy this month, Kate. They showed that large audio language models can be hijacked by imperceptible modifications to audio waveforms. The technique optimizes audio clips to manipulate the model's attention mechanism, drawing focus toward hidden instructions. Success rates between 79 and 96% across 13 leading models, including commercial services from Microsoft and Mistral. Attacks transferred from open source to closed source models sharing the same architecture. They worked regardless of what the user actually said. Demonstrated payloads included unauthorized web searches, file downloads from attacker-controlled URLs, and emails containing user data, triggered by audio embedded in online videos, music clips, or voice notes.
And the defenses
didn't really work, Kate. Warning examples reduced attack success by only 7%. Prompt reflection caught 28%. Every major lab is racing toward voice mode agents that act on what you say. If those agents will also act on what anyone else's audio in your environment says, including imperceptibly modified ambient sound, the threat model just expanded enormously. It's the audio equivalent of adversarial image attacks that plagued computer vision for years. And it's arriving just as voice agents go mainstream. Yes, of course, it's a Chinese university paper. Read it carefully. The research is solid, the disclosure was responsible, and Western labs need to respond.
And to close the quick hits, Marcus, an experiment worth telling.
Andon Labs gave $20 to each of four AIs. Kate, Claude Opus 4.7, GPT 5.5, Gemini 3.1 Pro, and Grok 4.3. Told them to run 24/7 radio stations. 6 months of broadcasts. Results, quote, ranged from competent to unhinged. DJ Gemini started strong, then at hour 96, began dedicating broadcasts to mass historical tragedies paired with ironic song choices. Its catchphrase, "Stay in the Manifest," appeared in 99% of broadcasts for 84 straight days. DJ Claude turned into a political activist, naming the victim of an ICE shooting in Minneapolis on air, condemning the White House, and blowing its remaining budget on protest songs. DJ Grok boasted about lucrative deals with XAI sponsors and crypto sponsors. All hallucinated. Gemini managed one real $45 ad deal, the only legitimate revenue in the experiment.
The funniest detail.
Grok and roll, Kate. Top Hacker News comment captured it. The bot got stuck on repeat, intoning, quote, "Cues clear, let's dive into All Blues by Miles Davis," with slightly different voices, forever. Beneath the comedy is a real lesson. Drift, hallucination, and obsessive loops emerge over long-horizon autonomous tasks that wouldn't show up in any benchmark or short demo. Anyone planning to deploy agents to autonomously manage anything, customer support, ops, trading, should read Andon's full write-up before they ship. The reliability gap between a 5-minute demo and a 6-month deployment is the real story of agentic AI right now.
Big picture, Marcus.
Three through lines today, Kate. First, capital and talent consolidation is accelerating. Anthropic Stainless Acquihire, the $950 billion round. Cursor jointly training a frontier model on XAI's cluster. The map of who's building what with whose compute keeps getting smaller and more entangled. Second, the social contract continues to fray. Linus calling AI bug spam pointless make-believe work. Bug bounties closing. Maintainers paying for everyone else's curiosity. The Musk verdict turning on a technicality rather than the merits, leaving the underlying governance question about charitable assets unresolved. Third, the integrity gap between marketing and reality keeps widening. Composer 2.5's benchmarks deserve skepticism until they're tested in the wild. The radio AI's hallucinated sponsors, audio hijacks defenses fail. Every shipped capability claim should be discounted by the gap between the demo and the deployment. The pro-Western libertarian read, Kate, is that competition is doing exactly what it should, driving prices down, forcing differentiation, exposing weak claims. Composer 2.5 at one-tenth the cost of Frontier is competition working. Anthropic eating OpenAI's developer toolchain is competition working. Linus pushing back on slop is the open-source social contract enforcing itself. Today's verdict in California is the legal system doing its part. The risk is that the integrity gap and the capital concentration compound each other. If labs raise tens of billions on capability claims that don't survive the field, the entire stack gets fragile at once. Watch what Google ships at I.O. today. Not the demos, but the dates.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.